above clearance, a requirement to designate your major, assuming that by the time you've earned 24 semester hours, I have read one letter that came to us that indicated that one that would only cause the student to change their mind partway through and add to the record keeping as opposed to trying to focus them on where they wanted to be in the 24 hours that he was given enough time to have a feel for where they were going. So I just would commend you to look to see if the fact that's helping or hurting the process. The letter that I read, I have nothing other than the letter that I read, but it seemed to indicate that while it's nice to try to focus on students that are not focused at that point, and this is a little premature.
We have to correct. Right now, we do ask if the students do the requirement of major that they and one of the things that been suggested as a consequence of what we've recommended is perhaps we should be tracking that to actually see how how relevant it is to actually do it at that point.
I can go back and look for it, but they actually had some numbers for that, which is a very high percentage, and it seemed like you've been tracking and tracking and tracking all of it, changing your mind.
We also have the first 24 credits to pretty much the same for everybody, no matter what their major is, so they don't really impact the same portions of the area that they think they are interested.
Remember, what we're trying to do here is that this, and it's arguable, frankly, I think we should maybe discuss it, because it's meant to try to enhance retention, and that's the idea here. Does anybody think it does?
Dr. Glover, will you comment on that for me, please? But not for me, to us. You were shaking your head. Where are we wrong?
Yes, I think
can you just identify yourself?
Sure.
You may be Carolyn's expert, but
I have lots of experts.
You're a great expert.
My name is Joe Glover. I'm Associate Provost for Academic Affairs at the University of Florida. In particular, I'm in charge of the Universal Traffic Program at the University of Florida.
Thanks for being here.
In fact, we find that asking students to declare their major early is a real help because it provides them with a direction. They know if they're making progress toward a degree, and if they are not making progress toward a degree, we can actually intervene and help them to get back on the track toward a degree. The first 24 hours actually vary tremendously among the students. If a student comes in and declares science engineering as their major interest, we know the course that they should be in. And if they're declaring fine arts or architecture or health, they're using a different set of courses. So we would actually support this notion that students should be asked to indicate at least a direction or area of interest so that we can help them make progress towards that goal. And that's what our tracking system is designed to do. How the universities have found that it's useful. They are implementing those tracking systems. And in fact, recently, Osaga and in fact, the Board of Governors have issued a publication indicating that the increase in the graduation rate of the state university system is in large part due to those tracking efforts.
And I would suggest that it helps you plan with your courses and your faculty issues with students.
Yes, that's part of our job.
Okay, anybody want to take that one out? It sounds like that's it.
Well, I have a question. How many advisors do we have for students?
I don't know that off the top of my head. We do have a central core advisor that advises our freshman class, and then each department has a more or less professional advisor for advising on the division. But I don't have the numbers off the top of my head.
The reason I ask is because I get a sense that we have advisors, but we don't have enough advisors, and there's a lot of group advisors that they've done.
Sounds like from Dr. Abel, it's running like they're cheap and available.
I don't know.
Of course, technology has stepped in there too, because most students go to the web first and plug in what the major is and look at the course itself that way.
Anybody ever wants to just go stand at some student center and see how many computer screens are being used? You know,
the advice is very important. 10 or 12 years ago, the University of Florida advising of very passive activities that we can buy the staff and building and ways for the students to come to them. And now our tracking program allows us to identify the students who are falling off track or not making progress right. The advisors proactively reach out and pull the students in to help them get through the problem.
Sounds like this is the program that was being referred to and should be emulated.
Don't, and yes. this is what they did in the past, and that is, and this is what comes back. Somebody can say it, and they can say, well, this is a one-sided report, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Can make some observations. We have to make some observations. And there were subject observations, but we have not been able to get the extension of the 16. Make these amendments, make these adjustments as part of our recommendation. And I think we need to do that where appropriate, because if not, then we just have comments from the other side.
The procedure that, that I sort of feel like we're having is that as substantive comments are made without objection, they sort of become part of the record. That's sort of my assumption.
But if you just make that part of the process, then that's fine.
I'm sorry,
everybody might have to deal with that.
If I'm not disagreeing with that, can I assume it's a change? Representatives and senators who have made some proposals along those lines to recognize them, and that we should at least
35 would be just like a notation that we're aware of this is an issue.
I'll be trying to find out if it's true.
Everybody agree with that?
There are, in this section, two subjects which have been historically, politically extraordinarily sensitive, and I just want to draw this task force's attention to them, and that's for Bright Futures and Prepay. They're both referred to here. And they're referred to each with a sentence. Let's just deal with Prepay, which is a six-foot ride. Maybe leave this to the Prepay. Well, there is a board account, Prepay tuition, both board and institution, with a new chairman and new board members, and so maybe we just leave it at that. And I'm happy to do that as a consensus if that's good enough.
And I'll visit that.
This is something that's long. It's a big, big issue. There's a million prepaid contracts out there right now. Anybody have any objection to that? Just leave it the way it is. And then turn attention to Bright Futures, which will arguably receive a great deal of attention because it is such a popular program. And I think we need to be very careful about.
I was really concerned, and I guess it's with the background, I guess, with the Bright Futures. The last time we talked about this, in our last meeting, the recommendation was very different than what we support today. Last time we talked about the money was split 25% going to academic scholars, 75% going to the Valley and Golden Seals. And under academic scholar award, our recommendation, it was proposed going to remain intact to reward those talented students. The idea being that no matter what the financial level, we want to keep those students in Florida.
Right.
And then putting in the assurance of the need-based criteria for the other two scholarships. The proposal front of us today is to apply those standards to all three programs. And I was very surprised to see such a dramatic change with absolutely no discussion, and I'd just like to know why and
The recommendations were meant to reflect what you, I thought they were meant to reflect what you just referred to initially.
I would just refer you under Section E, Note B, it says all students who need to complete the financial aid application to be considered for a maximum Bright Future award amount.
Right. Three categories.
academic award, which it has the highest academic criteria, was the in the support of the last month, as you remain the same, without a new state test.
I thought that's what we agreed on.
And that's not what we did today's proposal.
I just want to see where we have agreement.
I agreed on the old.
There was quite a bit of discussion last time on that.
Yeah, it's good. Great.
Thank you.
right there.
Correct.
And my notes are right. It's not 75% of the cost.
Chuck?
Well, and just as Chuck says, I think the last point under B1, let's see, the mechanism to make it work was suggested here that you decouple, as you will, for everybody that either doesn't want to file for financial aid because they know they don't qualify, they have to, but they have, as Chuck Roberts mentioned, they have earned an amount that may be, that may not be an amount that flows through tuition because they don't have the need to call that. But the students who do have need, that their amount would either flow with tuition to go up or recommend 5% of that tuition or something, but the bears would be more sensitive to you, but everybody who qualified would still earn something for the grant.
That's exactly right.
That's what we're trying to get as a central
thing. We have people in the system that are depending on this.
You're
going to be successful.
I guarantee you, you will not get a few of these.
No. Yeah, although I reread the paper that was just sent out, it does the additional need-based criteria. So that could be interpreted either way, and I like the interpretation.
Does everybody like the interpretation on this game?
Sure.
I'm sure it's there for all three levels, but it's not what it's about.
Two levels. I think they don't want to do it on the top level. Top level stays the same in theory. 100%.
And then there's two levels.
The amount that is protected today is the same amount, but beyond that would be need-based data. The same information up here. We don't want to damage any students in the system.
We made the notation in prepaid. We need to make it in the bright future so that everybody that's got one keeps it the way it is.
Absolutely.
I don't think anybody has ever recommended that those children that qualify for it would be adjusted. It is for the next generation and the next cohort after the legislation.
And for that next cohort, will they pass it on to the kind of say at the current level or to the
I think this task force would leave that for the legislature to fund. Okay, this is important enough. I just want to say again, anybody we're clear on this. Thank you. Say it over.
If the group is getting consensus that there'll be no harm, then the answer to the question is yes. It's saying that it would be reduced to 32%.
Any other comments or thoughts or
I have one. We're on page 2, the bottom. We discussed 7, Roman number 7, that we would add to the vocational certificate program a targeted program.
Well, that's what I heard everybody
say. But that was before our rule on everybody nodding it.
So we established our nine plus, overt consensus. Yeah. Any other thoughts, comments, questions on recommendation number 1, which is to increase participation? On F? Yes.
I'm just checking on my nods.
Which commission?
I heard what I thought was very, very, very thoughtful suggestions that were kind of brought up in the speakers. And one, because I'm chairing a task force on the high school reform, and the three goals that task force has adopted for itself are: one, improve academic achievement and rigor in high school; two, improve graduation rate; and three, for preparation, both for career, post-secondary, career, and college readiness. So we're looking at graduation. Which I think is really exactly the same thing that ought to be reflected in this in terms of the academic achievement. We've talked about awareness and access to enrollment and other opportunities, but if we're going to make a conscious effort towards improving those three, then that's where we get into building. Mr. Chairman, I think the scenario that you talked about, we have a hypothesis that we're going to improve the areas, the numbers of these areas in the pipeline, then we have something to change.
Did we get my nod on loan forgiveness as far as
loan forgiveness?
After with a standard of service.
Right.
The targeted areas, yes. Yes.
Right, like it's still, right.
Absolutely.
But let me ask this. And maybe this is too much. The targeted areas as far as program, or the targeted areas as far as program and geographical placement of where you're working? Because we have real high needs for certain professions in certain areas, but not in others also.
and somewhere, so I just want to go back and articulate or portray, this is what articulate pictures, portray what I think we agreed to on bright futures, but I heard some comments that now have, I want to make sure we all think that, understand exactly what we've asked MGT to write down for us. In the context of the bright futures recommendations, which are in item 1E little I on page 2, we have differentiated between essentially two levels of bright futures. One, at the highest academic level, there's no change. So the 1275 SAT, the 3.5 grade point average, is a 100% merit-based and would be tied to 100% of tuition. It does not decouple from tuition. It stays as 100% of tuition. And two, in the merit and gold seal scholarships, that it becomes a fixed rate at some level. So it's a dollar number as opposed to a percentage of tuition. And that we add a need-based component to it so that everybody needs to fill out a financial aid form, and those students that have financial need and meet those criteria are prioritized.
Oh.
Is that what we said?
I thought we said everything the same except that the need base would be a separate section of meriting and adult seal, and that those students that earn it on merit receive it on merit, but if in addition to that you are need financial aid, you move up to a higher level. But we're not separating those two levels that earn it that are not need based. We're not saying you have to be need, you have to have financial need to earn it. We're having an addition to that, more money in it.
Is that what everybody heard? Wouldn't necessarily be more money because if you don't qualify on merit, you wouldn't qualify on me. Is that correct?
That's true. That's a different component that adds more money to them. It could, if that means that. Did we say that earlier?
I don't know. We've got to look at that, but I'm not clear that it would be more money.
So, if you already would earn it, you're already getting it. Why would you want to lose need-based students? Because you already did it.
Give them more money.
That's what I just said. Give them
more money.
That's what I thought.
You know, but you can qualify for hospitals.
The top level. So it would be more money because you were having...
Well, it might be if you set the limit, if you set... And I'm not sure we have to deal with this, but you would decouple that award from what the same contribution. What I said or what I thought I heard. In other words, right now it's 75% tuition.
I think we have to be careful because there are maybe many schools that are very protective of this wonderful program that's been so successful. I think if we just got to the step that we would add the new base to it without going to the decoupling issue, I think we would maybe have a more chance for success.
Well, I think the point is to focus on the community so the decoupling doesn't hurt your most.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Well, the point is kind of what just brought up is I would say that it is a huge issue on behalf of the colleges, universities, and community colleges. They aren't necessarily prone to lead with this subject because they don't want to get into the wrong side of the political mix. And so in many ways, it seems to me we are essentially fronting for our educational institutions that, you know, I think are eager to raise this issue. But I think politically, many folks people have felt that the leadership in the Senate particularly would not be receptive to alternative questions.
So maybe we consider adding a part of it, just adding, and maybe the next step would be after this assessment, and maybe something else. I agree with it. The next step would be to be covering in another year, another group, if we just add the...
I would only remind us that we are looking 20 or 30 years ahead, so at some point, I think the sense of this group is this issue needs to be addressed.
I agree with you on that. I just think that maybe one step at a time might have a more significant success. I mean, we could